O'Brien says there are different kinds of people who use social media. Some are power users. They're on Facebook, for example, throughout the day, post often, and have many friends.
Who here would be called a lurker?
A lurker scrolls through Facebook, maybe hits the like button every now and then, but generally doesn't post.
If you're a lurker, typically you're a grandparent, which, by the way, you're also the fastest growing segment of Facebook users.
A few people raised their hands. A few others responded when O'Brien asked who had trouble simply turning on a computer. That's fine for individuals, but these days, she says, a business needs to use social media and use it well to stay competitive. Luckily, though, O'Brien says, Ketchikan's social media atmosphere is relatively simple.
Because if we were sitting talking in Seattle or Oklahoma City or a small city somewhere in the lower 48, we would be having an entirely different conversation because it's much more complicated to operate social media in those types of markets.
For Ketchikan, Facebook is far and above the preferred social media venue. Next is Instagram, followed by YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. O'Brien says for Ketchikan, Facebook is the equivalent of a live news feed.
Oh my God, a car went off the road on South Tongass. Oh my gosh, was it Johnny? Yes, it looks like he's okay. They just took his wife off in the ambulance. Okay, it looks good. I'm heading to the hospital now, right? That's the way it works.
O'Brien says the big reason a business needs to be on social media is not necessarily to increase business. The online conversation and connection with customers is what's key to maintaining a business. And she says most people now expect that kind of connection.
If your business is not on the internet and your business is not in social media, the largest segment of our population today is made up of millennials. You are rapidly becoming obsolete. Think about that. Obsolete. It's not enough just to have a website anymore. You need to be active in having that conversation.
Okay, now that you're convinced, how do you do it? O'Brien gave a brief overview of social netiquette. First, she says, establish a policy and make it public.
In the About section on our page, we have a policy that very, very clearly states what happens, what's acceptable on our page, what we will allow, and what we will delete, and why we'll delete it.
That's standard for all the KPU Facebook pages. Next up, she says, is to be friendly and polite in all your posts, and keep social media announcements interesting with a variety of topics. That said, you also should know your audience and what kinds of information that audience is seeking. O'Brien stressed that businesses should not delete negative comments unless those comments violate the established policy. Instead, she says, respond the way you would respond to an in-person complaint.
You need to listen to them and you need to appropriately respond in a really polite way.
The page also needs a voice. Depending on what kind of business, that voice could be fun, upbeat, serious, or informative. But once that's established, O'Brien says it needs to be consistent. As far as Facebook posts go, photographs, especially of kids, are popular and tend to reach the most people. Videos are popular too, but she says YouTube links are buried by the Facebook algorithm because Facebook wants people to upload videos directly rather than through another platform. Another big social media platform in Ketchikan is Instagram, which is an image sharing site popular with a younger demographic.
We've got all of the people that are, say, 45 plus that are really, really using Facebook, highest demographic growth right there, and you've got 18 to 30-year-olds hanging out on Instagram all the time.
Twitter isn't big in Ketchikan now, but O'Brien says it's coming, so start practicing your tweets. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.